This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the two-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Hexclad. Blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. C4 Energy. The leader in mental and performance energy drinks. Save 20% off with code INGO20. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 743.
743!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between the serious and ridiculous. What's snapping?
You know,
besides my hip.
Your hip
we
is snapping.
Start there. Yeah, so we had to skip a show last week, and we're a little late this week. A little hip surgery. Well, it turned into a not a little hip, but more than the expected hip. So we were expecting like I don't know, an hour and a half surgery turned into a 4 hour surgery. Had to do a little labrum repair in the process. Ooh. And they did like 7 things while they're in there. Like, okay, cool. He's like, you should be good for like next 10 years. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'll go talk to him, I think, tomorrow.
10 years. How about 30 years?
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking, I need a fucking hip replacement in 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
But they said that actually that recovery is easier than like the hip arthroscopy and whatever else they did. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I'm back in black and blue from the big ass bruise and, ready to go here.
Well, good. We're all glad you're okay. You're back in
That's
action.
Right. Drug free. Until tonight.
We have no bears to talk about. So
I know, right?
What are we going to do?
Talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
Oh, God. I'm afraid.
Well, let's start with, there are a couple numbered events that happened since our last show. So let's start with UFC 324. The first show on Paramount. Give me your thoughts on the Paramount experience.
I thought it was smooth on my end. I mean, I don't know. No complaints?
Okay.
Do you have complaints?
So many.
I don't know.
So I'll just say, like, I was confused at the number of ads because I thought I paid for the ad-free package.
There's ads. But I read about that before. There's going to be ads.
Yeah, apparently they're going to feed you ads because it's live. It's a sporting event, so you're just getting face-fucked with the ads. And even to the point where they ruined the broadcast for a portion of it because some of the walkouts, I don't give a shit about those. I care more about what the fucking coaches are telling the fighters in between rounds. And now that was erased by fucking ads. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So now I don't get to hear the coaches instructing the fucking corners? And I don't know if it was all the fights, but it was in all the rounds, but it was way more than I wanted. Because every corner, I need to hear the instructions. I need to hear what's going on. And there is a rumor that if you do the multi-cam view, there's no fucking ads. But I haven't tested that.
I didn't try that
yet.
Okay. Yeah.
And then even the start of the event, they had some weird drum solo from Travis Barker. So I'm going, what are we doing here? And I think it was close to a half hour from when the broadcast started until the first fight happened.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, what are we doing? Like, this is the big thing, and the pacing was terrible. The ads, like, you're just face fucking us. So, all that said, it looks like they had a fuck ton of people watch it, though. I think they said it was close to 6 million concurrent viewers at the time. When you think about like the biggest pay per views were, a million plus.
Six million is a shitload. Yeah.
And now
I'm surprised
we're in
it didn't crash.
6 million range. Yeah. Right. And I mean, it's a solid card. It's not the best one they ever put out, but a solid
Pretty
card.
Solid, yeah.
And I guess We could talk about the main event.
Gaethje,
Yeah,
Paddy
Gaethje
Pimblett.
and Pimblett. Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. Gaethje
Yeah, he
won.
did. And
But
there were weird, like a couple eye pokes. Like the one, it was a problem early on.
yep.
And then the one, this looked like a total accidental one. So Gaethje's punching him, and in the process, his thumb catches Pimblett in the eye, and then that's what kind of led to his downfall, where he's
Yeah.
just kind of fucking teeing off. And then afterwards, you look at Pimblett's face. I think his girlfriend posted a picture.
He
Like
did.
he got fucked up,
Yeah,
but
pieced up. Yes, he did.
I think that's what happens when you fight Gaethje, though. You get fucked up.
But you got pictures. Let's
You
see.
got like raccoon eyes here.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
And then Patty is saying, "No, man, I want to fucking run that back because I got poked in the eyes a bunch of times." And it was weird because they also did two eye pokes. And here's me, like, I feel they should take a point off anytime. And then in that fight, I'm like, I don't think they should take any points off because Gaethje's my guy and I want Gaethje to win. So fuck it. No points
Yeah,
off.
no points.
Yeah, they didn't take any. I mean, the first one you probably should have. The second one was accidental. So I could see there, that was one of the only times I've seen accidental when it's the thumb on a punch. A punch is being thrown, but the
Yeah.
thumb caught the eye. So. Well, do you think they should run that back?
No, I thought Gaethje did one
It's
decidedly.
pretty
I think he
clear.
might have lost one of the rounds and won
Yeah.
the rest, in my
Same.
opinion. So,
Yep.
no, there's no point. I don't know the eye poke or not. When did that even happen? I'm trying to remember. Was that in like the
Was
second
like the
round?
first or second round, the
Okay.
first one, and then I forget what the other one was, either a fourth or a fifth round.
Yeah.
So it went the way I wanted. I can't complain.
Yeah.
And then what else? Rose Namajunas
Oh
said,
yeah, here I got this picture from MMA News.
yeah.
So here's the picture of her getting poked, and this is a tweet from Ariel Helwani saying that she got poked in the eye, and one of her tear ducts, I guess, got
Yeah, they had to do something
caught
weird,
or
right?
something, and now she's got to have surgery to like have a tube in her eye that drains the shit out, you know, because
Yeah.
it's like I gotta heal. Fucking crazy, man. These eye pokes are out of control.
But it's the UFC. They just said, fuck it. We're not going to ever address the gloves. Why would,
No.
we're only going to do that for fashion. And then we're going to ruin those and come back to the old gloves, but not try to improve them, make them curved a little bit, which I still don't understand. It should be your number one goal is to eliminate things that couldn't stop a fight
Right.
and injure your fighters. Because this is, now you want to go back to like Tom Aspinall. He's all fucked up and supposed to have surgeries and whatnot
Because
because
of the eyeball, yep.
fucking eye pokes in the main event in this one, eye pokes and Rose Namajunas fight, eye pokes. And then what the fuck was it? The John Silva Arnold Allen fight where John Silva decides to parkour off his back near the end of the fight.
Yep.
Like someone made an AI video of that, but I can't play it because they're playing like Californication and Silva is body surfing like him
That's
around, and then they go to a
epic.
skate park. Like I wish I could show it, but I feel like that'll somehow flag our video when you use the fucking AI. They cry about that shit. And I don't know if there were, I was gonna pull up the results here again. Like I've been in a drug-induced haze, as I was telling you, post-surgery, they kind of dope you up with fucking fentanyl and Dilaudid. So,
The way to be
yeah, apparently,
rocking.
with a bunch of other people out of surgeries. Oh, yeah, Sean O'Malley, Song Yadong. I wasn't really impressed with that one. I was just kind of like, eh. O'Malley won. And that fucking horrific heavyweight fight between Lewis and Acosta. And fuck it, Acosta won. I think that's all I wanted to talk about on 324. Did you want to talk about 325? little
No.
bit. No, I don't hear you.
I
I
don't.
just Volkanovski won, and the only thing I wanted to mention was just his quote from the fight,
Oh, what did he
where
say?
he said there's one point where he kind of had like a back mount on him, and I can pull this up, the picture. We don't need sound, but he's like saying, "Hey, I didn't realize my ass was actually on his face. I thought I was shitting on his chest or sitting on his
Sitting,
chest.
sitting,
So I
sitting.
apologize for all that." Like, yeah, that's kind of weird. And then Lopez was saying he thought he broke both his feet, but he didn't. So
So what happened to him? He was there. There was a picture of him in the hospital with his feet. That looked like.
yeah, they're just super swollen, but apparently not broken. So yeah, Volk wins, retains, and then what else we have? Benoit Saint-Denis winning over Dan Hooker. Ruffy, Rufy. I'd like to call him Rufy. Winning over Fiziev. And then fucking Tai Tuivasa losing for I think his fifth or sixth fight in a row. Not looking good. Saying, I think he said he wanted to go train with Chimaev in wrestling. And I'm
Okay.
like, you're fucking six fights out. You've lost. Like this, and this, I think it goes to a deeper point of like, what a sad state of a division the fucking heavyweights are right now.
There's not much
It's
happening.
this is,
Nope.
and it used to be the premier division in the UFC, and now it's like one of the worst divisions in the
It is.
UFC.
Where'd they all go? I mean, I still don't know.
It was always like the other sports. So I think it's like football took all the big athletic guys because you look at like John Jones, he had two of his brothers are pro football players, or what, you know, before the one passed away. And then, because again, like MMA, unless you're like the number one guy, does not pay a lot of money. You're
No.
actually better off to go into the other sports. So, and I think another problem is like the fucking drug testing. Like when everyone was all juiced up, no problem. I mean, still maybe a problem to do 5 5-minute rounds for fucking heavyweights, but I think the times aren't great for fucking heavyweights to fight. Five fives is tough, even three fives as a heavyweight. Fuck off. Could we do maybe do shorter rounds? I don't know. It's just a lot, and like the division's so fucking thin right now. And I don't know if. I don't forget. I saw something about Arlovski, but I forgot what he was talking about. As we're talking about heavyweights that have been out there forever, so
Fuck yeah, Andre.
he's still out there.
Let me talk to you about heavyweights. About
Yes.
a little Gerald Miller boxing in Madison Square Garden. Did you see this?
Is that this guy like?
So a couple of heavyweights doing their thing. Here they are, and his freaking hairpiece falls off. Like,
This is the gayest shit ever.
I'm a little confused because my thought is who wears a freaking toupee to a freaking boxing? It just, he was asking for trouble.
Well, yeah, the gross thing is like someone in the crowd picked it up, like a female picked that up and put it on. Yeah, it makes zero sense. You know you're gonna get punched, and you're getting punched in the head. What is the point? And it's not like you had that much. You
Want to
have
look
like
young.
a half an inch of hair. Just shh, you're bald, motherfucker. Accept it. Who gives a shit? You're a man, right? Men don't wear fucking toupees.
They used to.
Well, I think that's gay as shit. Like, just accept it. Grow a beard and move along.
I
Like,
used to have an old school barber guy that I went to that retired, that he used to tell me stories of how he would make these toupees for guys. He's like, guys your age, when I was like in my early 30s.
yeah.
He's like, back like 40 years ago, was making, they come in and get fitted. And then he's like, it was a whole thing. He has a degree in making toupees. I was like, no shit. I thought you just order those from the internet or something. He just
No,
slap it on. He's
they're
like,
high
oh no, it's a
tech.
whole process. So
But I just don't get it. Why? Like, what's the point? Like, just be a man. Like, you don't need it. It's overrated. And like, when you shave your head, and even like right now, like my hair is long, but when I shave it clean and then you take a shower, like that fucking water on your bald head feels so fucking nice. You have no idea.
Okay.
And like I didn't shave my head because I had the surgery, and I'm like, my hair is so fucking long. I gotta just give me clippers. I'm gonna fucking shave it. I'm like, ah, feels so great. And you save money. You don't have to fucking get haircuts. Like it's a great deal. So yeah, I don't get why a fucking boxer would do that. But again, maybe he's a boxer and there's a reason. So, dude, I don't know if you saw this too. President Trump was talking about the White House card. And he said they are building a 100,000 seat stadium. He said at the White House, but it's like, does he know what he's talking about? Because I thought that the original plans were they were doing 5,000 on the lawn of the White House, and then they were doing like an 85,000 seater down the road. But the way Trump was talking about it, sounded like they're going to do a 100,000 seater on the lawn of the White House, which would be insane. Does that make any sense?
Well,
Did
I
you?
think I'm trying to think about like how Trump deals with things, and
Yes.
he heard two numbers and he combined them and then made them large. Like in his mind, it's a stadium because it's all the people.
Right.
I'm sure this is just like this is how he listens. I've learned this from hearing him translate things from other things, like with the bleach during COVID. It was like bleach does work, but not to inject it. Like it was, I think he heard like some kind of weird.
Maybe. Yeah. And I
Didn't.
think Dana was saying, and I don't know if what they were talking about, but I remember him saying it's going to cost way more than what they did at the Sphere. I don't remember what that cost. And I think they're saying there's going to be little to no sponsors on the fucking Octagon also. So like the UFC, I don't know if it's they're gonna spend, because I thought back in the day like a normal event would cost them $3 million to put everything together, but if you're talking, I'm gonna just guess and say maybe the Sphere costs 20 million. I don't know, this may be 30, because you also remember they got whatever they damaged, because they gotta replace the whole fucking lawn too and build like probably a one-off kind of thing. And like, are you taking into account like the sun and the temperature on the fucking
Oh, good point.
octagon, or if there's inclement weather, like if there's rain, or you gotta have some kind of a cover, but it's gonna be open air. I don't know how it's gonna work,
They'll have
but
helicopters bring a tarp and they'll hover and hold it over the White House.
that's
And then
fine.
F-14s will fly through the helicopters.
So, you
That
know, the bald eagles are be
is
good
fucking awesome.
shitting on fucking people.
And their fireworks will be going off,
Yes.
well, all at the same time.
Flags everywhere, the biggest flag you've ever seen. But yeah, you have the, what is it, the B-52 or B-2, whatever, the big ass fucking bombers, get stealth, all sorts of shit. Oh yeah. What else is happening?
Let me see, what else do I got? Oh, which more heavyweight action news. So John Jones was talking about a wrestling match against Daniel Cormier, and he says it's not going to happen because according to him, he has massive arthritis in his hip, and he said that during his last training camp, during his his last training camp, every time he'd go to bed, he was like in massive amounts of pain because of his hip. And you know, it's Matt. He probably, I imagine, he's going to have some sort of similar surgery that you had
Yeah,
at
I
some
don't
point.
know if he needs a hip replacement, but it sounds like that.
Which is
Like,
kind of crazy because
yeah,
I
he's
don't.
not that old.
No, and the thing is like I don't remember, he never got thrown around on his hip and stuff, so he must have been from training like a
Yeah,
like
training
a
like
madman.
crazy. Sure. That would make sense. But fuck, you know, late 30s for a fucking major hip thing. And talking about how he wants to play with his kid now. So I gotta save my hip, so I'll play with my kid. Well, yeah, because I would imagine too, if you do any kind of hip surgery, you probably are done fighting because you don't want to re-injure shit.
No.
That would be fucking pointless. I saw Nick Diaz.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, he did his whatever drug rehab stint in Mexico. And I know he had said some more shit, but he was saying he wants to fight again. He said either 85 or 70, probably more likely 70. So he wants to be champion again. He says, I see myself becoming world champion. Can he become champion again? I think he's 42 now.
I don't think so. I think he's that's too old. Like I don't I
Yeah.
how many fights would he need to win to get to that? Do
I think he wants to go right into the fire and go right at the champs straight now, which is crazy.
I think he needs a tune-up fight. So I'm
He
gonna
needs
say at
a,
least two,
yeah,
maybe
two
three.
and then the title. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to see where you're at. We can't just throw you in.
No.
Yeah. And you had 70s.
I just don't
It's
see it.
just
That's
tough.
old, especially at his weight class. It's not like he's a heavyweight. So
Yeah. If he
unless
was
you're not telling me
heavyweight,
something, is he going in at heavyweight? Is
no,
that what's
that's going to
happening?
be fucking. That'll bring me to the next guy, Robert Whittaker. So
Yeah.
he was saying he's weighing, I think, 235 right now, walking around.
Jesus.
And he's considering a move to light heavyweight. He says, I want to come into the next fight different. People have been watching my style for too long, and I think it's time for a change. But yeah. Fucking. These guys are just blowing up, man. Or just let everyone juice up again. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
peptides
think.
and juice, baby.
Yeah, peptides, I guess, are on the thing. So, it's all good. What else is happening?
I think we had talked about this, but quietly the UFC, or not so quietly, increased bonuses for fights, starting with
Oh,
UFC
yeah.
324. So, like, if you get a f bonus, it goes from 50 grand to $100,000 for fight of the night and what not knockout of the night. And
Yeah.
then if you knock out or submit somebody and you didn't win one of those special other awards, you'll get 25 grand. So there, a finish gets you $25,000 no matter what, or
I mean, it's
possibly
not
fight of the
bad.
night, finish of
I
the
mean,
night.
it's a step in the right direction. I think that the bonuses are, that seems fair. Now you just got to do something about the guys that are on like a fucking 10 and 10 or 12 and 12. We got to get that starting pay up a little more.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think one of those guys got some of that life-changing money.
They did.
Yeah, I forget who it was because someone was. Got some of that big bonus money, and they're like fucking losing their shit because I think they're on one of those 10 and 10s or 12 and 12s, and now you're
Yeah.
giving them a fucking 25 or 100,000, whatever it is. So that's a step in the right direction. A little late with disclosing that to everybody. I mean, you should have brought that in a month before the event instead of like a day before the event. I saw this guy training his shins. These videos, I don't know how they do this. This is not AI. So we'll share this. We'll get a little sound. It makes me sick when I see these guys.
Oh no, don't. Is he gonna snap his leg?
No, he's gonna break that brick with his shin. Oh. We'll try again.
Dude, I can't watch this. I feel like he's gonna break his leg.
Oh, broke it. Oh, do you know how much that hurts? Like, if anybody has ever just, we've said this before, but like when we were training and we both have shin pads on and we're going shin to shin,
It
just
hurts.
slightly,
But
it
that
hurts
those
like a
people have
son of a
conditioned their
bitch. I
shins for like
know.
many, many years. They're like steel. I think they
Yeah,
have
it's crazy.
microfractured their shins
Yeah,
like so
yeah.
many times that it's like super hard now, calcified.
Yeah, it's like a
Yeah.
baseball bat that they're
Yeah.
swinging.
Good Lord. It's scary.
No,
Ugh, I thought for sure he was gonna break his leg and you're
I'm not showing any of that shit.
okay. What else do I got? So oh, Floyd Mayweather. He is suing a $340 million lawsuit because he says that he wasn't paid money out of the 1.2 billion that he's already made. Like 340 is missing because of like they moved the funds around or they had misappropriated damages on the stuff, and so they were like basically like probably reducing the winnings by earnings or whatever by spending money on frivolous shit. So I don't know if he's going to win that, but that's a big ass lawsuit.
Well, it sounds like someone needs money and someone's going to come back to fighting.
Yeah.
Well, he could do that bare knuckle fight against McGregor. Fucking do it.
I'm in for that. Let's do that.
And then I got a little fun face off. I don't know. These two ladies, they said 2 weeks they're going to step in the ring as rivals. But today we're working for our sponsor. So I should probably click on this chick, Jade Mason
Jade Wong.
Wong.
Oh, my song. Oh, wow.
So yeah, apparently, they're be throwing down, getting some fights in,
That's crazy.
making stuff happen. Interesting. And there we are, right back to the beginning. So it's all about face-offs. I only got a couple other things. I got a tweet, a KO, and some knowledge.
I got a KO and some knowledge too.
All right, let me do the tweet. So I just saw that Fable's coming out with a new game.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I think they said it's a little woke. And you remember in the last one, I don't know what was that, Fable 3, when you would do good things and your character would morph based on like how good or how bad you were.
Yeah, when you grow like horns or
Yeah,
something.
yeah. So
Yeah,
like I would
okay.
push the limit in the envelope because I'm like, I'm gonna do the most horrific shit to see. Like I had horns and all sorts of shit growing out of my guy. But they said this time around they're not gonna morph the characters, unfortunately. I'm like, that was part of the fun to see like what does your character turn into. And I think
Yeah.
even in the game, they probably originally designed it for a female because they were showing the male character walk and he walks like a goddamn female. Because I think the people that created it, I want to say it looked like 95% women on the creation team. So I liked playing that game. I don't know if I'm going to play it, but I was going to share this tweet from that
Ooh, you got some gameplay
game.
or something?
No, but just it shows that you can apparently be the, what does that say there?
Rich
Rich twat?
twat.
Because you're too rich, so the town people don't like you very much. So I guess they get a little sassy. So that's coming down the pipe.
Okay.
Let's do some KOs. What do you got?
I got one. I like this, but this one, I hope, hopefully, it's not going to be too loud. Let's see. There's a little, I think it's like a karate competition.
No.
I think that dude is dead.
He is dead.
Look at how long it takes him to get up. Turn the volume down.
And why is nobody attending to him?
They're all just like, okay, somebody help your guy.
A little late.
He's out, like out.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't think he's very young. He's
That's an
probably.
odd stretcher. That's like the old school cartoon stretcher.
This feels a little like Madden. Remember in the football game, the ambulance would come out and then throw one more time. I think he got him with all that shin, you know,
Yeah,
that
he
we're
did.
talking about right in the face.
And they didn't fucking help the guy. That was crazy. I think I unplugged something, but it'll be all right. So I'm moving wires around and stuff. I have one KO. Let's see where. I think it starts around here. This is from one of those events.
And then Maurice
I think
Hill.
this is ooh.
Oh,
Starts with the
Superman.
Superman. This is like that dirty boxing, Mike Perry.
Damn. Let him go. Oh my God, that was just brutal.
And then that's that.
Okay, I was gonna say, come on. They did not need to let that go on.
No, it was un super necessary, or I don't know, something.
Yeah, not necessary.
And knowledge we got.
Okay, here we go. It's a strange story, but anyways. So there's this sport that this monkey betting thing that's going on in parts of Asia.
I like monkeys and I like
Yeah,
betting.
and they bet on them racing on these damn bikes, right?
Oh, I didn't know we could do this anymore. That's like them on
Yeah,
the
so they're going around on
Greyhounds.
the bikes, and apparently there's so much action on these that there's more action on this than there is in the stock market in these parts of the Asia. So like they're spending b hundreds, millions just on fucking monkey betting.
This is fucking awesome. So this is why they banned that, I think, in the United States as a monkey, well, actually greyhound racing, but the monkeys used to go on the back of the greyhounds, and then there used to be a couple of states that had the greyhounds, but if you have
Oh,
monkeys,
I didn't realize they banned greyhound racing. Was it
yeah.
inhumane or something?
I think they said that because I think one of the last states to have it was Wisconsin, because you used to
Yeah.
be able to go to, I think it was Kenosha had those. We would go there, I think, in high school and fucking bet on the dogs. Like, oh, that one just took a shit. He's gonna run really fast. Let's
Clearing
bet
out
on that
the
one.
tank, yeah,
That's
making
right.
room,
Yeah.
lightening up, cutting weight, as they say.
Exactly. So. Let's see what I have for knowledge. Oh, it's Kay Hansen. She has words of wisdom. She tells you, revenge is never a straight line. So just remember that. Showing her Kill Bill.
Okay.
And on that note, I think that's it. We're back for on a hiatus. Now we're back.
Yep.
So I think next week we're going to be delayed a couple of days too. We'll be another Thursday release.
Yes, and then we should be hopefully back to
Back to
normal after
normal.
that. Yep.
Yep. And that note, we can shut down.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.